Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Booker T and the MGs bringing us back. That's right, Shotgun. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Have a great visit with our good friend, Catherine Crowley, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of a number of books along with Kathy Elster. Mean Girls at Work is the new one. Working for You Isn't Working for Me is another one. Catherine, what about the other ones?
Working with You is Killing Me is the other one, and that was actually the first in 2006, which is in 15 different languages all over the world.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks,
I said that wrong. Working for You is Killing Me, and then the new one is Mean Girls at Work, and they got new ones coming out before too long, and you're... One of the things, folks, I'd like to encourage you to do is buy both of these books because I think you're going to find them as a nice pair, and go ahead and buy two sets because you're going to want to give one away wherever books are sold, right, Catherine?
That's right.
And ksquared.com.
Ksquared. Spelled out. Ksquaredenterprises.com. Can you believe it? I got my own name wrong.
How about the ksquaredenterprises.com? So check that out. Catherine with a K, Kat Crowley with a C. We're talking about dealing with the holidays, and in the previous segment we talked about the triple jeopardy that business owners get into trying to wrap up the year, wrap up the tax year, close out the year as positively as it can, and then on top of that we throw in two major holidays and people wanting to take extra time off, et cetera, et cetera. It's really a tough time. And, you know, whenever the money is spent on holiday parties or gifts or whatever is being spent, Catherine, we should also point out that this is also a time of year when a lot of small business owners do a lot of charitable giving.
A lot of charitable giving
happens this time of year by business owners. So you throw all that in, and then whatever is spent on holidays by the business, that comes out of the pot that everything in the business comes out of, the payroll, the bonuses, the owner's Christmas, so to speak, their holiday budget. I mean, it comes out. It's a finite amount of money. It's not some major corporate budget that they've got here. So how do you deal with that? Do you just talk to people straight ahead about how much money we got?
I don't know if you tell them exactly how much money we have, but you part it out. First of all, again, it's about planning or thinking it through a little bit, because as you and I know, your staff will know if the company is on a tight budget, they already know that. That's not going to be news for them. But there are ways that you can incorporate their participation. For example, if you are doing charitable giving, let them be part of that giving, you know, so that they feel like they're doing something as well.
Yeah.
And then if you know that you don't have a lot of, you know, extra cash, and so the bonuses are going to be a little slim, then you can do a thoughtful, small token of your appreciation with the idea that perhaps bonuses are in the spring if you're going to do that. You know,
I don't like the idea of performance bonuses getting mucked up with holiday giving.
Yeah.
I've seen that happen before, and it's really, it really can turn into a can of worms.
Yeah. I'm in agreement with that. Most large corporations actually don't do the bonus giving at this time of year. They do it in the springtime.
Well, if you want to, you know, some people say, well, you should do it before the Christmas holiday so they can have the money to spend. But you know what? In my opinion, if you're going to give a Christmas present, Christmas money or whatever, you should do that during the holidays. And then if you're going to give them a performance bonus and you want it to be associated with the end of the year performance, do that in January.
Right.
After the holidays.
Yeah.
Unrelated to the holidays.
But again, you have to make that policy. And this is what, again, what you and I were talking about. Transparency is key in terms of just letting your staff know how you're going to handle this time of year, when, if they get a bonus, when that does come, how that's, how you determine that, what's the, what's your system for that. And as they, as long as they know what the game is, then they can participate. If they don't know, and then they don't receive, you're going to be
right.
That's, that will add to really bad morale.
Well, you know, and you talked about the obligation thing. This is the other thing, you know, is how much should you do? How much, then you gotta, you know, should you give more to this person, more to that person, you know, and then you're balancing the equities, and then somebody finds out. I mean, it's a really tense time, isn't it?
It is. It's a tricky time, and then you have your own feelings about the holidays. Like you said, if you're naturally kind of a Scrooge, and I wouldn't even use that word Scrooge, if you don't like this holiday, which I completely understand, or you don't observe this holiday, which plenty of people in where I am in New York do not, this is a tough time of year. So it's that thing of just sort of appreciating that this is the end of the year. It is both a pagan and a Christian ritual of trying to celebrate and bring some light into the picture. And then you, as a business owner, have to determine what that's going to mean. But it needs to be recognized, not ignored.
Well, that's another thing. You do have people celebrating different things. You have to be sensitive to that as well. Catherine, thanks again for being here. Good job. K2Enterprises.com. Is that right?
That's it, Jim.
Check out their books, wherever books are sold. Catherine Crowley and Kathy Elster, both of those with a K on the beginning, first name. Thanks, Catherine. Come back soon. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.